Shalom to all. Today's office of Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Tes and Vilnsur's Davit and Lamech Ches Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing bring of the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us Ketzad Tolan Mafshitin. How would they hang the Karban Pesach and be mafshit it, which means to skin it or to flay it, to peel off its skin? So Uncle Yisho Bayer Zal Hayu Kavun Bixolin Ubamudim Shabahen Tolan Mafshitin. There were iron hooks that were along the walls of the Azara. There was also pillars in part of the Azara that had hooks all around it. That's where they would hang the Karban Pesach from, and once the animal's hanging, they were able to strip its skin and take it off. Now, call me she'ein loy makom litlois, anyone who didn't have a place to hang the Karban Pesach, because there wasn't enough hooks for everyone, it's like we get to Shul Friday night too late, and there are no more hangers, so you have to put your coat somewhere. So, makleis daken chalakim hayusham, there were thin wooden poles over there. He would take one end of the pole and put on his shoulder, and the other end would be resting on his friend's shoulder, and then he would hang his Karban Pesach from this pole, and that way he could skin it. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, our boss or whenever Pesach is on Shabbos, we can't touch these poles, they're muktzah, and therefore he puts his hand on his friend's shoulder, and his friend puts his hand on his shoulder, so now they have a makeshift pole, and then he puts his Karban Pesach on it, and he could skin it. Now we just talk about these poles, and why they would not be allowed to be used on Shabbos. So Reb Zeir says, B'Sherim Blazer, Kanu Maklois, the reeds and the poles, Kaidim Hataras HaKelim Nishnu, this was taught before Hataras Kelim. In Masechet Shabbos, there's a whole sugya where originally, any sort of kli that had any need on Shabbos, one could use it. But then the Chacham realized that people were taking it too far, and they were actually being machal Shabbos with kelim that they did not need or that were muktza, and they were using it for inappropriate things. Therefore, they made a gzeira, no using kelim whatsoever, even if it's a kli shemlach el heter and it's not muktza, and you need it for a permitted use. And then only later on, they brought the heter to use kelim back. And so when the Gemara over here tells us makla, that's referring to our Mishnah. Kanim is referring to poles that were placed on the shulchan. We know the fresh lechem panim were arranged on the shulchan every single Shabbos. They stayed there for the whole week, and then they were taken down that next Shabbos and new ones were put on. Now, since they were put on boiling hot, there was fear that if they would just be resting one on top of another, eventually throughout the week, since there was no airflow in between them, they would become moldy because of all the heat and moisture. Therefore, they made this system of reeds, that's these kanim, there were these thin reeds that separated each of the lechem aponims from each other, and that's what we're talking about over here when we say kanim. Those reeds were not allowed to be used on Shabbos. They had to take them out before Shabbos and put them in after Shabbos, and that's the explanation. These kanim and makalois, the reason why we would not be allowed to use them is before the Hatara of Kalim was taught, after the Hatara of Kalim, so then they would be allowed to be used on Shabbos. And moving on to Halacha Yod, the Mishnah tells us, Karai, he would tear the Karban Pesach open, and he took out the insides, Nusan Magis, he put them inside a bowl or basin, Viktiram Agam Mizbeach, and they were brought on the Mizbeach. Now, even though the word Vehiktiram is Mashmah, that he brought them on the Mizbeach, the he that we're referring to is the Yisrael, and of course Yisrael is not allowed to put the insides on the Mizbeach, so really it means that he put them in the Magis in the bowl, and then the Kayahain took them and put them on the Mizbeach. Now, we continue discussing the process, specifically referring to on Shabbos itself. Yatzus Katar Rishayna, the first group would leave the Hazara because they were finished, but they couldn't go home because you can't carry a Karban Pesach home on Shabbos. So V'yashvala B'Har Bayis, they would sit on Har Bayis waiting till Matzei Shabbos. Shniya B'Chel, the second group would sit in the Chel, which was a little bit closer to the Beis Hamikdash itself, and Ashlishas B'Mkame Medes, the third one would stand in its place. They would remain in the Hazara until Matzei Shabbos. Chashecha, once it became dark, Yatzu would tell us B'Schein, then they would go out and they would roast all their Pesachim Matzei Shabbos. Now the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk says, V'hizo mi menu, and Hazah should be done from it. And what do we learn from here? Mikulai, from the whole thing. And our Ravuna says, Ubavad mi zevach shalim, it has to be from a whole carbon. In other words, when we're doing Zrik Sadam of the carbon, it has to be that the carbon is whole, that no further processing was done to it. First, the Zrika has to happen, then we could cut it out and take out the Emurim, and that's relevant to the Karban Pesach, which you're speaking about in our Mishnah, that the whole tearing open of the Karban Pesach and taking out of the Emurim and this continuing of processing it is only done after Zrika's Damim. And continue talking about Zrika, the following is referring to carbon shlomim. One pasuk says v'iktiru aysai, then another pasuk says v'hiktirai, then another pasuk tells us v'hiktiram. Matam loymar v'iktiru aysai. What do we learn from these words? Hakasher v'lay apostle. It tells we can only be makter kasher and not apostle. V'iktirai. What do we learn from here? Shloya arv chalavim bechalavim. It tells us that we can't mix up the chalav of one carbon with the chalav of another carbon. And when it says v'hiktiram, that tells us kulam ka'achas, that the whole carbon has to be done together. And here's a question: Hachat mar v'iktirai shloya arv chalavim bechalavim. Over here in this brass regarding carbon shlamim, you said very clearly that the pasuk of Tira is telling us that the chilv of this carbon is not going to be mixed up with the chilv of that carbon. Over here in our Mishnah, it seems to be that all the insides of all the psachim are being brought together, because that's what the Mishnah says, that all the chalavim are being brought together. But we just learned now regarding shlomim, the chalavim have to be separate. So Rabbah, he answers that no, this is talking about in the basin, this is talking about in the mizbeach. In other words, when we're placing the chilev or the emurim of a carbon inside a magis, inside a basin, in order to prepare it to be brought in the mizbeach, Mizbeach, then each carbon has to be kept separate, and that we see in our Mishnah as well. But once it's placed on the Mizbeach on its own, we can place many chalavim together on the Mizbeach, because once they're placed on, they could all burn together, and that's not a problem. Now, the Gemara Mem Tov on Beis on top brings the sugyo, which is going to be relevant to our Mishnah, and pay attention to the pretty significant girsa change in the first couple lines. Afilu Malchei Beis David lo ha'isu yeshiva ba'azara. Even Malchei Beis David, the kings from the Davidic dynasty, they were not allowed to sit in the Hazara. Basically, no one's allowed to sit in the Hazara, even someone from Malchus Beis David. The problem is, the pasuk says, "Vayavil Melch David, Vayashlov Nei Hashem v'Gaimer." The David Melch came and he sat in front of Hashem, and that was in the Hazara. So Tiftar, we could explain that no, Shesamach Atzmo L'Kaisel V'Yashav Loi. It means that he leaned against the wall of the Hazara, and that's what it means that he sat down. He wasn't actually sitting; he was leaning against the wall of the Hazara. Now, Amar of Eiver Bar Nagri, says, "What does it mean that Vayashav David Vayashav Atzmo L'Tfila?" It means he got himself prepared for davening. It's Miloshen Yishav Hadas, that one's mind is settled and it's calm and it's prepared for davening, not literally sitting on the floor. Now here's where this is relevant to our Mishnah. What did we say? Yatzos Katari Shaina V'yashal B'Har Bayis. The first group left the base of Mikdash and sat in Har Bayis. Vashni on the second group Bechel, they sat in the Chel. Vashlish is B'mkayma. And the third group sat in its place, meaning they sat on the floor of the Azara. So we see that everyone sat on the floor of the Azara. How could that be? So Rav Nachman says B'Shem Rav Mana Ma Asin and Misni. What does the Mishnah say? V'yashal B'mkayma. It says that they sat in their place. No, Amdalobim Kaima. They stood in their place. Now, according to this whole question in the Gemara, they clearly didn't have the gear so that we have in our Mishnah. If you turn back, what does the Mishnah say? Hashlishes bim kaima oimedes, that the third group stood in its place. But the question of the Gemara obviously didn't have the word oimedes. He just had the word hashlishes bim kaima. And if you would ask, okay, so what does the third do? That would go back to the first group that says v'yashvila b'harabayas. So the understanding is that the third one also sat in its place. That's where the whole question is coming from. And that's where Nachman B'Shem Rav Mana answers that no, they stood in their place and they didn't sit in their place. Hadrolach Perak Tom Nishchat, Mazel are finishing the fifth Perak of Maseches Pesachim. Just like we should finish this Perak together, we should finish the entire Maseches Pesachim together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right along to the brand new Perak, Elu Dvarim Pesach Doichnas HaShabbos, the following things regarding the Korban Pesach are Doich HaShabbos. As we just mentioned in previous Perak, that there was certain processes of the Korban Pesach that were done on Shabbos, and certain things not. So now we're going to delineate them. Shchitasoy, Shchitas Korban Pesach, Uzrikas Domoy, and sprinkling with blood. That's Doich HaShabbos, because that has to be done during the day. We're not allowed to wait till nightfall. Umichoy Kravov, this is cleaning out the insides. That's Doich HaShabbos because of Kavod Kodshim. It's not Bechavadik for it to sit there the whole time with its insides there. And the Hector Chalavov, bring up its fats on the Mizbeach, even though technically that could be done at night, since we compare the Korban Pesach to the Korban Tamid, and Hector Chalavim, the Korban Tamid is done during the day, so this is also Doich HaShabbos and done during the day. Aval, however, Tzliyasei roasting it, Vadachos Kravov, and washing out the insides. Einu Doichin, those are not Doich HaShabbos. Also, Harkivoy, putting it on his shoulders, Vavasei Chotzot Chom, or bring it from outside Chom Shabbos, v'chatichas yabaltoi, or cutting off a wart on the animal. That wart is considered a mum, and it can't be brought, so he wants to cut it off. All these things, ain't a doichin, they're not doich Shabbos, because these are called hechsher mitzvah. They're just a preparation for the mitzvah. You want to put it on his shoulders and bring it to the base of Mikdash, or bring it from outside the Chom, or cut off the wart. That's just a preparation for the mitzvah. That's not part of the actual mitzvah, so they're not doich Shabbos. And Rabbi Lezer, remember, he says doichin, they are doich Shabbos, because we know that Rabbi Lezer holds that hechsher mitzvah is doich Shabbos. I think we're quoting Mishnah, Ilvar and Pesach Chulu, and now we have a whole story. The following halacha was hidden or was forgotten from Ziknei Beseira. They were the Nesim Eretz Yisrael all the way at the beginning before Hil HaZaken came along, and this is actually the story of how Hil HaZaken ended up becoming the Nasi, and then it went throughout his entire family. It basically got shifted from Ziknei Beseira to Hillel. So Pam Achas Chal Arbas Elias B'Shabes, one time the 14th, meaning Erev Pesach Chal Arim Shabes, V'loyu Yodin and Pesach Deichas HaShabes Imlav, and the Ziknei Beseira, the Nesim, they didn't know if the Pesach is Deich HaShabes. Now Amru, other people said, Yesh Kan Bavli Echad, there's a certain Babylonian, Vihil Shemai, his name is Hillel, Shashimish Yas Shmai Vavtalyoin. He was Mishamish, he served, he learned from Shmai and Avtalyoin. Maybe a day in Pesach Doichas HaShabbos Imlav, perhaps he knows that the Karim Pesach is Doichas HaShabbos. If Shir Shesh Menu Teicheles, perhaps there's going to be a hope from him. Teicheles is the Lashon of Tikva, of hope. Perhaps we're going to be able to get an answer from this Hillel that came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So Shalcha Vekarloi, they sent a message to him and they called him. Amruloi, they asked him, Shematam Yamecha, have you ever heard, Kshachal Arbasu Lies B'Shabbos Im Doichas HaShabbos Imlav, if the 14th, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, is the Karim Pesach Doichas HaShabbos? So Amruloi, respond to them, is there only one Karban Pesach every single year that's Doich HaShabbos that you're asking me this question? There's many Pesachim that are Doich HaShabbos every single year, meaning there's many Karbanos throughout the year that are Doich HaShabbos that we're able to learn Karban Pesach from them. And Istar Neitani, now those that teach how many Karbanos are Doich HaShabbos every year, Mea, that's 100, and Istar Neitani, Masayim, there are those that teach there are 200 Karbanos are Doich HaShabbos every year, and Istar Neitani, Shloish Mea, so those that teach 300 Karbanos are Doich HaShabbos every year. Manda Amar Mea, to me then, or the one who says as just 100, that's referring to Karbanos Tamid. There's 50 Shabbos every year, and to Tamidin brought every Shabbos, there's a total of 100 Karbanos. And as we had said in the Mishnah, Pesach is compared to Tamid. Now, Man D'Amar Masayim, the one that says it's 200, Tamidim Umusvei Shabbosais, it's not only the Tamidin, but also the Karbanos Musaf that are brought on Shabbos. There are two Kvasim that are brought every single Shabbos as the Karban Musaf, and those are Daicha Shabbos. So that's another 100 for a total of 200. Now, the reason why the first Tana is not Gairis Musvei Shabbosais is because that's a Karban that has to be brought on Shabbos. Of course, it's Daicha Shabbos. The Chiddush of the Karban Tamid is that it's not specifically a Shabbos related Karban. It's a Karban that has to be brought every day, and still we see that it's Daicha Shabbos. Now, Madam Rosholish Meir is the one that says 300 Karbanos, that's Tamidin, Musvei Shabbosais, Shal Yomim Taivim, Vishal Rosh Chadoshim, Vishal Mayadais. It's a Karbanos Musaf of Shabbos, Yom Tif, Rosh Chodesh, and Mayadais. So it's referred specifically to when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah, there's 10 Karbanos brought. There's also the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh that are brought, which is 11. Now, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that means the first day of Sukkot is also on Shabbos, and that's 30 Karbanos that are going to be brought. That means that Shemini Atzeres is also going to be on Shabbos, and Shemini Atzeres has 10 Karbanos that are going to be brought. That's a total of 61 so far. And then we have Shabbos Pesach, which is another 11 Karbanos, and then there's going to be at least two Rosh Chodeshim throughout the year that fall on Shabbos. That's a total of 94. And if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, that's going to be more than 100. So I say this time is Gar is 300, because there is this technical possibility that there is a year that more than 300 Karbanos are going to be brought on Shabbos. But either which way, we see that definitely Karban Pesach is Daicha Shabbos, because many other Karbanos are also Daicha Shabbos. Now we're going to stop here, which is really right in the middle of the story, and pick up tomorrow continuing with our discussion. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.